I bet some of you might be wondering why the definition of volitional love came up in our thread. And we just finished the most mesmerizing conversation this evening. And before I step away from all my devices for the remainder of the evening, I wanted to clarify and expand a little bit about the reason behind this very important definition. When we were in the midst of a conversation about, oh, many a topic that I will most certainly share soon, I received a text. And the text was from my husband. And it showed up on the screen as I was looking at all the beautiful faces in the call. And the text had a message in it that was very unexpected. The text said, "I love you." And I took a look at that moment when it happened, and I found my default response to that statement quite a tickle. And I wanted to see if others had the same response. So I diverted the conversation into this concept of love. And I shared that when I read his text, the first question that popped up in me, and it was the kind of question that popped up in me with a tremendous number of fireworks sparking around it, very excited question. The question was, why? I would love to know why you love me in this moment. What propelled you to write that message? What inner workings have shifted inside of you that you felt so inspired to write that message in this moment? Not to say that I doubted, but I was so curious as to why. And that reflects my deep love for the examination of the internal world of oneself. And so I asked the question to the beautiful women in the call this evening, what happens within you when you hear someone say, "I love you"? And we explored their answers to the question, and it brought us on to many a beautiful tangent. And I wanted to ask the same question of all of you. And by no means do you have to feel obliged in any way to respond verbally or in written form in this thread, but I would very emphatically encourage you to explore the answer for yourself to this question. When you receive the gift of someone saying to you that they love you, where do you go in your internal world? Where do you go within you when you hear those words gifted to you, sent your way? Do you go into self-adoration? Do you go into deep connection with the one gifting you those words? Do you go into doubt? Do you go into suspicion? Does it depend upon the context? Does your radar go off if perhaps the person who's saying it isn't someone you fully trust? Exploring the dynamics of our relationships with others at this baseline level of love, however we define love to be, is very, very important. It can reflect to ourselves our relationship with love as a construct. It can reflect to us how we interact with others in relationships, the depth of the feelings we have for them, and so many other aspects that are so valuable to take a look at. The reason why it's so valuable to take a look at our relationship with relationships and this thing called love is because it allows us to explore our own relationship with ourselves. Are we on autopilot in those relationships? Are we in some sort of a default numb state of existence? perhaps in an effort to shield, perhaps in an effort to keep ourselves safe from anything that will put our survival into question. Very important questions to ask ourselves. If love exists on a spectrum, on a band of frequencies that go from lowest to highest expression, and at the lowest of this spectrum we have the concept of conditional love, one expressed in, well, I will love you, but only if you love me back. Then on the highest of this spectrum we have the expression of unconditional love, love capitalized L. It is very important for us to acknowledge that we can be on many points on the spectrum at any given moment in time and within any given relationship. And if you look at where you are on the spectrum, on this band of frequencies of love, you can then empower yourself to discern, to choose, exercising your free will to choose where you would like your expression of love to land on the spectrum, where it comes to your love for the things and the people and the relationships in your life. At the end of this conversation about love, a beautiful acronym for love was anchored through Susan, and I'll share it with you now. The acronym of love can stand for the light of one's volition emerging. And this ties back to the definition of volitional love that I encourage you to explore. It is the expression of your willingness to be and your willingness to embody the greatest aspects of yourself in finite form in this illusory reality that we call life. On this beautiful planet that we call Gaia, that has her own consciousness and her own path of evolution, and it is deeply tied to our own individual paths of evolution. And the more we can unify, the more we all evolve, the more we all ascend in unity together. But it must begin with the One, the light of one's volition emerging. This acronym also beautifully implies this truth of transparency, of being willing to express your fullness in this world, being able to use your voice, being willing to use your voice, being willing to create from a place of great, deep knowingness that may be very challenging to explain to the rational mind, and yet nonetheless, through trust, through courage, and through faith, we still move forward in love.